We're learning the laws of the 9 days. We've discussed in the past couple of days. When it comes to the 9 days, one is not to eat meat or drink wine. And we mentioned some exceptions, Sudas Mitzvah. Last time we were discussing whether or not Sudas Erusin, a meal for an engagement, is something which is allowed in general, and whether a person can eat meat at such a time. Possibly, as we mentioned, it, instead of Sudas Erusin, the acronym Samach Aleph could have been referring to Svarim Acherim, referring to other than just the Masechta, in which typically when a Siyum is made, when it comes to the 9 days, we think of someone concluding a tractate, a Masechta. But it's possible, as we mentioned, that it could be other Svarim as well. So, continuing with the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this idea of making a Siyum in order to be able to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days, and he says as follows. Kol makom, nevertheless, imu nizdamin belimudo hasiyum, let's say you're not really up to completing. You have, let's say, as you've been learning for the past couple months, whatever Masechta it was, you have a ways to go. And going in the same pattern as you've been going the past couple of months, you'll probably end up finishing, let's say, in a month from now. So maybe you would think you should start at this time to learn much faster in order to be able to make the Siyum when it really counts. After all, in a month from now, big deal. Making a Siyum then, you can eat meat anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo yimaher, o yaacher bishvil zeh. One should not speed up their learning, or for that matter, to have a whole bunch of Masechtas in reserve that you finished months ago, so that you'll be able to just complete it during this time, so conveniently, so you'll be able to eat meat every night. That, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should not do. Not only that, but Gamon, furthermore, he says, Imol hayosa suda b'shar hayomim, if, let's say, do not make a meal during these other days, after shol yisa'enu gam ato, then maybe you shouldn't do it now either. So let's say you make a siyum all the time, let's say, for example, you learn daf yomi, and so you finish a lot of masechtas. So when it comes to making a siyum any other day of the year, you break out the Stella Dora cookies, and that's as far as you're going to go. But for some reason, all of a sudden, for this siyum, which is perhaps the same length of any tractate that you've learned before, you start celebrating it by eating some meat. So that also doesn't look right. So it's not just the finishing quickly or delaying, but it's also the pattern of what you're doing in the past. Achen, he says, Im nizdamin kiroi, mutar l'echol af osin shul lamdin imahen, im hayu holchin uvoyin gam bizman acher mishum reyus. And as we touched upon, as living in Miami for about 9 years, I was often asked during this time to make a siyum, and sometimes I used to do two or three. Whether or not that's such a great idea, we'll get into a little bit more in a couple minutes, for a few hundred people, whoever was at the hotel at that time. And the question is, not whether or not I was allowed to eat the meat. After all, that was the great benefit of being the yeshiva. You're able to get this free dinner. It was a nice hotel dinner. But the question is, how about everyone else? So Mr. Brewer says that you're allowed to eat this meat. Also, the people that didn't even learn, right? So even though you never learned a single word in this particular tractate that I made a siyum, but that's okay. If I make a siyum in your present, then that's okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah, as we just read, says, Im hoyu holchin uvoyin gam bizman acher mishum reyus. If these people used to come on other occasions, because after all, we're such good friends, so therefore I, throughout the year, have invited you for other occasions such as a siyum. And therefore, so such people, that says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to have partake in the siyum and also to be able to eat meat, which of course the inference from there is quite glaring, very clear, that those hundreds of people in the hotel that I've never met before and probably never will, the question is whether they're allowed to eat meat. Sounds pretty clear. According to at least the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, the answer is no. However, the Piskei Tshuvos, even though it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is extremely strict, brings down other opinions. and it's worthwhile hearing them because most of us maybe are familiar with just the words of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Pinsky Tshuva says as follows. He says, "With a harbe svarim minhagit tzaddikim," we find when in other texts as well as customs by the great tzaddikim matzinu shenahagul hakel, we find that tzaddikim are lenient. Not the guys in the hotel. I'm talking about tzaddikim, he says. And we'll discuss why. He says, what does it mean that they're lenient? Afl maher o l'shar siyam ha-mesaches b'yichun l'yomim elu. In order to be able to speed up the process, which is exactly against what the Mishnah Berurah says, o l'shar siyam, or to save it, in order to be able to make a siyam during these 9 days. Of course, he does bring down that there's some of these tzaddikim, they'll make a siyam, which we'll discuss the symbolism of it, but they would not necessarily eat meat at that siyam. But they would be particular to make a siyam during this time. Well, harbos ba'ahava v'reyus, to increase love and friendship, b'simcha shel Torah. So he brings down who exactly are these tzaddikim that they have such a custom. So he begins by quoting the words found in the Siddur Yavetz. He says, quotes, "V'af ha'maher l'sayim limud sefer yosim limudo v'sharyimos hashana." He says, if you have someone that speeds up and learns faster than they typically would throughout the entire year, leislan ba, it's not a problem. I don't have an issue with that. We call makom huzariz, we see that he's quick. So what do we end up finding? This person who maybe only learns an hour a day, so during this time, he's going to spend more time learning, so he'll spend a few hours a day learning to be able to finish the sechta. So why is that negative? That's a great thing, that we find this person is performing more mitzvahs during this time. However, he says that's okay. However, tonight, with the following condition, has to make sure that he's just not flying through. He has to actually understand the content of what he's learning. Masha'enkein b'dolo yoda mak'omar. Excluding, of course, a person that doesn't know what they're saying. So you're making a siyam, and then you can say, oh, so what masech did you learn? Maybe they'll know the name of the masech, but that's about it. So that's not a siyam. That doesn't mean anything. So but to speed up the process is not an issue. But the question is, why are there people that would go directly against the words of the Mishnah Berurah and say to make a siyam, so much so that it's brought down the Otzer HaChaim, he says, quote, that hay oseh siyam merosh chodesh av b'chol yom ad zayin av, that there are some people that would make a siyam every single day, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, just yesterday, every single day until the 7th, b'gam b'motzi tisha b'av sayim meseches. The ochel basar. Some people would eat meat and make a siyam also right after Tisha B'Av. It's like a break the fast sort of thing. So what is the inyan behind this? And this is what we'll conclude with what says in Sefer Sich Sefer Kodesh in the name of the Chidush Arim follows. He says, Sheminhag ben chasidim, among some of the chasidim, laso siyam mesechtes v'yomam elu. Why do they make a siyam during this time? Because we have to understand what happened during this time. During this time, of course, we're remembering the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shebeis HaMikdash nechar mishum sinas chinam. Now how come, why are we currently in a generation where we do not have a Beis HaMikdash? It's because we are lacking the same thing that was lacking then. Because otherwise, the Beis HaMikdash would be built right now. So what we are lacking is the same mistake that was made thousands of years ago, which was sin, a skin of baseless hatred. And therefore, there are those who say, explains the Chidush Arim, the symbolism and the significance of making a siyam during this time, is the siyam seches avin the yom atavel or banan, by making a siyam and making it into a yom tov, into a very special day. Samechim zeim zeh, so that we're able to rejoice and be happy for others' accomplishments. He says that this is a way to be able to counter that problem of sinas chinam. Sinas chinam is that you're jealous, you're upset, you have hatred toward one another. So instead, they would make a siyam specifically during this time in order that we should be able to come together and that we should be able to celebrate and we should be able to appreciate everything that everyone has to accomplish and what they have to offer. And therefore, by changing the sinas chinam to a halas chinam of caring and loving one another, to be zocha to the building of the Beis HaMikdash.